Today's show is brought to you by Amazon. When you think Amazon, shop through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Bless you. Bless you. Did you sneeze?
Here it comes!
Hey.
My headphones fell off. Well, hell, we're all here. It's top of the show. Can we make a phone call? Oh, by the way, before we do this, I have bitched quite often about other podcasts and other internet radio shows that their audio sounds like crap. We're going to get into this later on today, folks, but we have Wally on. Wally is normally off during the show because he's loud. Wally is staying on throughout the entire show.
Yeah, so, I'm stuck in a closet with two big guys.
Too damn hot, and we're going to get into it. But just to give you a little bit of a sneak, I'll hold it. But Wally will be on, so if the audio sounds a little differently and not as clean as before, that's the problem. You can blame Mother Nature in this horrible state. All right, let's...
Or this horrible studio.
In this horrible studio that probably has the insulation of newspaper.
Yeah, I don't think it's even newspaper.
It's probably what, just toilet paper?
Yeah, one
pretty
ply.
Pretty much, yeah.
One ply of toilet paper. The stuff you find in like a, you know, Port-a-John or something.
One ply.
It's like 1,000 tickets on there, you know?
It's horrible. All right, we're going to make a phone call
the
here.
Stuff that gives you a rash.
Yeah, I'm calling.
The stuff that tears your
butt. He didn't answer. Damn it.
That's the paper that makes you bleed.
I'm trying to call Ryan Scott. Let's see.
Hi,
you
Ryan.
Yeah.
Oh,
Ryan.
Phone off. Ryan.
Wah, wah, wah.
No, I can't.
He
do
knew
it.
He had a weird tingle.
Let's see.
Radio silence.
How you been trying?
Oh,
third time's a charm.
Well, that's pretty much what happens when I try to call somebody.
Yep.
And they're not expecting my call. It's a shame when you have to, like, you know, book or schedule to call Ryan. But like I learned from Anthony before the show started, we're not friends, we're coworkers.
Exactly. Don't bring that word up again. Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
you don't pay me enough to be your friend.
That's hurtful.
You don't pay at all.
Well, oh, man.
You cheap bastard.
Hey, just because we're talking crap doesn't mean throw your stuff around.
I know. I dropped my Triton tank system on the ground, and that sucker is so robust. When it hits the ground, it's like you feel it hit the ground.
Oh, and yeah. The box of snacks, too.
And the box of snacks.
Oh, you're making me hungry.
Speaking of hungry.
I had a sandwich before I came.
Speaking of hungry,
donuts.
You know what's hungry?
Donuts.
Sharks.
I heard they get hungry.
Sharks.
They eat like other animals, right?
Yeah, they use their mouth. They put you in your mouth and chew and swallow.
Well, if you're down in North Carolina, and I believe we have a listener, a very special listener that is down in North Carolina, that if you're down there, sharks eat you.
They eat you how?
They eat you because there were two teens this past Sunday that were viciously attacked by sharks. Now, they say very often that you have a 1 in a million chance on getting eaten by a shark or getting bit by a shark.
1 in a million.
Yeah, I may be off on that, but
see, they're
I think
right,
you're very
though.
Off.
No, 1 in a million. Statistically, oh, okay. You have a better chance of being killed by lightning, 1 in a million, or dying from falling off a ladder, 1 in 2.3 million, than being killed by a shark, 1 in 300 million. So, be that as it may, two teens were out at the beach in the Carolina of the North, and they got chomped, bit, snacked up by a shark. The funny thing about this is that there are now authorities spending tax money to find the shark in the ocean.
Well, what was their ethnicity?
What was the ethnicity of the shark?
No, the people.
The people, I'm going to guess that they were
white.
Probably white because I hear the sharks don't like dark meat. Oh,
it's too dry. Did I go too soon?
Yeah, just a little bit. That's right. I was a little slow on the draw. So what has happened is that Yahoo Travel has given us a list of 11 things not to do How to 11 things to prevent a shark attack. 11 things to prevent a shark attack. Let me get myself some bad music here. Let's see here. This is a news thing, so we're going to go news. 11 things to do.
He sounds so official.
To prevent a shark attack. Number one, swim, surf, or snorkel in a group. Sharks are more likely to attack a lone individual. So don't swim alone in the ocean.
Wow, you have no friends. Everybody always goes in groups.
Number two, avoid the water at night, dusk, and dawn, as this is when sharks are most active. They are also harder to see during those times. Number three, do not enter the water if you are bleeding.
No menstruating. Or
that's disgusting. That stopped me in my tracks. If you were bleeding or have an open wound, sharks are attracted to blood and can smell it from in the water from miles away, Philippians.
Yeah, so. No swimming after rectal damage.
Oh! Wow. Write that down on the list of things that he can't say. Rectal damage.
That's pretty bad.
Number four, avoid wearing jewelry when swimming. Are you a Kardashian? Who the hell gets in the ocean with jewelry on anyway? Now, when they gave these tips on how to avoid a shark attack or how to prevent a shark attack, you know that they wrote these after somebody did it. So that means somebody got in the water when they were bleeding and got chomped up. Somebody went swimming at dusk, dawn, or dark. Why would you even? The ocean looks really, really scary at dusk, dawn, and dark. Why would you even get in there? Number five, avoid swimming near fishermen or fishing boats.
Duh.
Why would you even want to do that?
They're like probably like they're really like, far out. They're not probably close to the beach.
Well, who swims close to? You can't go out that far.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the boats are not close. You usually swim closer to the beach.
And then the piers go way out, so that's kind of a long distance.
Okay. Don't swim in water known to be frequented by sharks. Ain't that the whole damn ocean?
Probably.
There's no part of the ocean that I know of other than the Dead Sea that doesn't have sharks. But don't swim in a water that is known to be frequented by sharks. Here's another one. Number seven, do not take your pets in the water. Why would you put your dog in the ocean anyway?
Because they want to get some salt water.
Dogs will die if they drink the water, right?
Not my problem.
Not my problem. Not my dog. Philippians just walking down the beach, throwing people's dogs in the deep end. Number eight, avoid swimming in water where there is sewage. What?
That's pretty bad.
That's pretty stupid. Sewage and waste attract bait fish, which can turn attack sharks.
You see Mr. Hanky.
Which can attract sharks. Yeah. You see a floating poopy diaper.
You look by and all you hear is, hey, help.
Number nine, keep splashing to a minimum. Don't splash in the ocean, Philippians.
Which means you just float.
Yeah, just float.
Just float around.
Just get out there and float.
But don't float by yourself.
Yeah, don't float in dusk, dark, or dawn. And whatever you do, don't float in water where sharks frequent. So pretty much don't float in the ocean.
Float on the sand. Burn yourself.
Yeah. Number 10, sandbars and steep ocean floor drop-offs are popular hangouts for sharks. When was the last time you saw a sandbar?
I want to go drinking.
What that is.
No. Wrong bar. I want to go drinking. And number 11, be aware of dolphins. They share many of the same food sources as sharks. Therefore, the two species are usually spotted in the same areas. So don't look at the pretty dolphins. Don't swim where there's poop in the water.
Which I'm sure you don't want to anyways.
Don't go near a sandbar, which the last time I checked, Anthony, I could be wrong, the bottom of the ocean is nothing but sand.
Oh.
Avoid swimming where there's sewage.
He scraped his forehead trying to get there.
Don't put your pets in the water.
Nope.
Don't do that.
Don't take your goldfish swimming.
Don't take your goldfish swimming. Avoid swimming near fishermen because fishermen attract sharks. Clearly, let the sharks eat the fishermen first. Maybe it's like the bear theory, where you don't have to run faster than the bear. You just have to run faster than your friend. Right, Lip?
Yeah.
Nothing? All right.
Well, I'm good there.
Yeah, thank you very much. Because Lip outruns me every time. I've been eaten by four bears messing around with Lip.
And that's why you're so big.
And don't swim, surf, or snorkel by yourself. Okay. Right?
Yeah.
Correct.
That's the whole thing.
But I think they're missing, like, one.
What's the one that they're missing?
Like, guys, don't go swimming nude because you don't want them to see a little shrimp.
Shrimp. Sharks eat shrimp wieners. Shrimp wieners are eaten
shrimp
by sharks.
Wieners or but shrimp?
Shrimp wieners.
Yeah, Philippius, don't.
I don't know what you're talking
about. In my case, it'd be
shrimp. Can they distinguish between a regular shrimp and uncut shrimp?
No, but can they distinguish between when the news beat stops and my finger went up, I was ready to start the show?
That's why you're fingering up there.
That's why my finger's up, because this list can be summed up by saying pretty much go to the beach and not have any fun.
This is Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Okay, group, we have some newcomers here today with us. Say hello to Scott and his father, Mr. Avil?
Evil, actually. Dr. Evil.
Hello, Dr. Evil. Hello, Scott.
Hello, everybody.
So, Scott, why don't we start with you? What brings you here with us today?
Well, I just really met my dad for the first time 5 days ago.
I was partially frozen his whole life.
That is beautiful that you can admit to that.
He comes back, and now he wants me to take over the family business.
But, Scott, who's going to take over the world when I die?
Listen to the words he used. Who's going to take over the world when I die? Feels like that to some of us sometimes, doesn't it? Yes. So, what do you want to do, Scott?
I don't know. I was thinking I like animals. Maybe I'd be a vet.
An evil vet?
No. Maybe like work in a petting zoo.
An evil petting zoo?
You always do that! I just think like he hates me. I really think he wants to kill me.
Now, Scott, we don't want to kill each other in here. We might say that we do sometimes, but we really don't.
Actually, the boy's quite astute. I really am trying to kill him, but so far unsuccessfully. He's quite wily, like his old man.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze with executive producer Philippius and Anthony Frosto. And now it's Corey Blaze.
Boom, boom, akalaka, boom, boom.
You got nothing.
I'm not talking because I like this song. I wanted to hear a little bit of it in Philippius.
You gotta go.
Oh, all right.
I gotta pay some bills.
Fat Guy Radio Show for June 18th, 2015. Live from Studio G announcing my candidacy for president. It's your funniest internet radio show and podcast on iTunes, on Stitcher, on AHA Radio, and on FatGuyRadioShow.com. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Interact with the show on social media. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Get your 2 cents in, America, by calling our listener line, 623-349-1652. Standard long-distance rates may apply. Lines are open 24-7 or email us at fatguyradioshow@gmail.com. Today's show is brought to you by Amazon. Look, if you're thinking you're screwed when it comes to Father's Day, which is Sunday, think again. Amazon's free 2-day shipping with your Prime account can get that last-minute Father's Day gift to you just in time. I ordered my Father's Day gift weeks ago when this amazing Amazon deal first hit, but yesterday I was reminded that my older sister's husband, who also happens to be my niece's father, will be at the Father's Day lunch. He's a father too.
Back to Amazon I went through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon, clicked on the Father's Day special banner, and boom, bam, my brother-in-law's gift should be waiting at my home right now. It's Thursday, right? Yeah, it's Thursday. It's that easy. It's that quick. You're going to shop Amazon anyway, so do it at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Welcome back, everybody.
Anthony Frosto's right there.
Yeah.
Philippius is over there.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lip. Welcome to the show, boys.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you, Mr.
Somebody.
Jet setter over there.
Jet setter.
Jet setter. Yeah, jet setter, because you were like all over the country this past weekend.
Nah, I wasn't all over the country. Yeah,
New York, Chicago, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, got some cheese. Got some, you know,
you didn't bring me back cheese?
Went to Idaho, and I'm the pimp.
I didn't
got
know
some
if
potatoes.
You like cheese or not, man.
I cheese. Love cheese. I love cheese and Popeyes,
you must
and you didn't
like
bring
going
nothing.
Crap, do you?
Cheese stops you from going poo. What? Nothing?
Does it really?
Yeah, it does. It's constipation. It's a binder to constipation.
Well, then you got to bring back the enema.
You got to, bring back the
then you got you then you got to eat some Lucas or something like that.
Oh, Lucas.
No, you want to you want to know what my cheese breakdown go to is? If I like have a pizza or something,
milk.
Me and cheese don't get along. Me and cheese, when we come together,
you
it's,
barf.
It's a no, I don't. Raisin bran, and I have to eat it
so
the same night. It has milk, but it's the raisins that do it. It's the raisins that do it. After I have like pizza or something, because me and cheese, now that I'm 30. years old, me and cheese don't get along anymore.
Just eat a handful of raisins.
So I have to have like two bowls of raisin bran. Mm-hmm. Or every morning, my go-to, now that I am just so freaking old, my go-to every morning now is cream of wheat.
Oh, it used to be a couple of pounds of bacon.
Why are you laughing at me, Lip?
Because, you know, old people eat that stuff because they can't chew, you know, so they got no teeth.
Really, you do the cream of wheat.
You
don't do the grits.
He just slurps it.
If you
listen to the show about a year ago, he can't make grits.
I don't know.
He don't know what to do.
You don't know how to make grits?
I don't.
He messes it up. It comes out all clumpy and chunky. And
it comes out tasting like sand.
Boy, I make some good, I'm trying not to cuss, culo grits. I swear that my straight black friends want to marry me for.
This is proof that I'm not black, because I can't make grits and I don't barbecue well.
I'll make you a bowl of grits, throw some egg up on
well?
It.
I don't barbecue well. I mean, like UK, Philippians, you remember, and Anthony, this is a little bit of a history lesson for you. Mrs. C's barbecue.
Mm.
When we had her on the show, that was some barbecue. There ain't no way that I can do that. I can do an acceptable burger on the grill. I can throw down. You've had my burgers.
Yeah,
I can throw down some burgers on the grill. But as far as like doing like
they
ribs,
have to be pretty fab though.
Yeah, well, not really. I've just never made a burger from scratch.
Oh, you get ground beef
that you've had.
You get ground beef. You smash it between your hands, and boom, it's a patty.
You want to get ground beef, and then you want to get a different breakdown, and blah blah blah. You know, I watch Food Network.
Some seasoning in there, you know, throwing eggs
in
there.
Yeah, I can put
some.
You know what I mean? You might want to get some whole garlic and put it in there. Some
Ooh,
happy mushrooms.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You want to melt down the butter and the pot so that you can blend it right into the meat. Exactly.
Ooh.
Then you just get more hungry, and then you start thinking you're hungry,
so
but you're not.
I can grill a little bit, but I can't. I can't make grits.
Oh.
I can make greens, but I make a better cabbage.
What kind of greens?
Like collard greens, I can make better.
Oh, okay.
I can make
collard greens.
I thought you're talking about like stems and seeds. And stuff.
No, not stems and seeds. Not stems and seeds. But I can make better collard greens. I can make collard greens.
Oh my God, you're so Caucasian.
I know. Well, I can make those collard greens for y'all Negro boys.
Greens. Get some collard greens.
But I make better cabbage. I make
cabbage?
Better
like a
cabbage
patch.
Not like a cabbage patch, and not like the cabbage patch dolls that I used to play with when I was a kid. No.
Because he had no friends then either.
Oh, that's so hurtful. But it's so funny. You're right. It's funny because it's true.
Aww.
So true.
I know. Wally doesn't allow me to do my comedic pause because Wally keeps the gate open.
Ghetto
anyway,
Wally.
Ghetto Wally.
Ghetto Wally.
No. He's not ghetto Wally. Wally. See, he's sitting right there. He's working for us tonight.
Just a pissed off little squirrel in there.
Because he's been burning up. Anyway. But so I can't make grits. So I am a cream of wheat. Morning person, and my go-to cream of wheat
and an English muffin is my go-to morning
breakfast. English muffin.
English muffin with butter and sometimes honey.
Oh. Mm,
never had it like that. I've had it with butter.
Yeah. God, I love talking food on Fat Guy Radio.
You're making me hungry.
I know. I'm making myself hungry.
I had
hungry.
A sandwich before I came in.
I'm glad.
Nobody cares.
You know, you didn't share it with us.
Cares.
It's about time, Flippies, you attack him because you've been on his side for since he's been here.
Oh, my God. It was the best sandwich ever. I forgot where it came from.
Where did it come from?
What kind of meat was in it?
What kind of bread was in it? Let's bombard him with as many questions as possible until his brain explodes.
Did it have mustard? Did it have ketchup?
Was it wrapped tight? Did you put any like cilantro on it?
No.
Of course the meat was thick. Do you take thin meat? Oh, that's inappropriate.
It depends. How much is that dollar bill?
How much is that doggy in the window?
That dollar bill is a dollar.
Yeah, I'll take it. That dollar bill is a dollar, but to you it's 50.
Oh, it can be four quarters.
Did it have mayo on it?
Yes.
Did it have mustard on it?
Ew.
No, did it not? It didn't have mustard on it. Pickles.
No.
No pickles. Oh, sorry, that was a buzzer. Flippius, you got any other questions that you want to know what was on his sandwich?
They have onions.
Were there any onions?
Yeah,
there were onions. You took the
onions.
Was there chamochillo sauce on it?
I already told you. It was meat, bread, and cheese.
That's not a sandwich. That's
and
a hobo meal.
But oh my God, I put the Cool Ranch Doritos on like in the sandwich.
Okay, that's a ghetto hobo meal.
At least I didn't have. At least I didn't come here snacking on fried bologna sandwich.
I didn't have fried bologna.
Fried bologna is good. What
fried bologna
about?
Is the bomb.com.
You
know what?
I had a fried bologna sandwich and an egg.
Oh yeah! Fried bologna and egg.
Oh yeah, that's the best.
Fried
right
bologna
there.
And egg will get you laid.
Two fried bolognas, lots of ketchup between cheap white bread. Because the cheap white bread, you know, the 99 cents.
Hey, you know what?
You gotta go wheat.
No, you gotta go wheat. But you know what? I'm okay with the cheap white bread too. I don't think that it's important to buy a high-end bread.
You don't care as long
bread.
As it's white.
Pretty much.
It still got brown crust.
It does, but
he cuts it off.
I cut that off.
His diet
doesn't allow that. It's too thick for him.
There's no white. There's no brown crust on the edge of an English muffin.
He's all like,
yeah, exactly.
He's like, why is it dark? Always trying to take over the white.
I'm Corbless, and I'll have my serving of my warm, hot bowl of cream of wheat, and with butter and sugar, of course, and then I will have a side of an English muffin, slightly toasted with butter, and a little bit of honey. Yeah.
You are so white.
I really am.
Ew.
What's wrong with you?
God.
Flippius, will you pick a side? You have gone through this whole for the first 22 minutes of the show. You've gone from jumping on Anthony to being on Anthony's side.
You can jump
to
on me
jumping
again.
On me. Oh no!
I love my brown meat.
Oh no, he's not brown. We're not gonna get into this. No,
it's a Mexican.
Oh, here it is.
Whoa!
Uh-oh.
Sorry.
Avocados from Mexico.
Avocados for Mexico.
But anyway, we totally went off on a food tangent there because I like talking about food.
I'm super hungry.
I am hungry.
Now I'm really going to mess you guys up.
Especially since I've been on that diet. Now you guys talking about food.
I'm going to have to hit up the local gas station to get me one of them soggy sandwiches.
Ooh, soggy sandwich. Ooh. Gas station soggy sandwich.
Okay. With mayo.
Ew. Okay, mayo. Okay. What do you get on your soggy sandwich?
Mayo, mustard.
Mayo, mustard. Okay. No,
jalapenos.
No on the mustard. Jalapenos. Okay.
That's it.
I think
a bag of chips for the side.
That sounds good. Too.
That sounds amazing. You know what my go-to?
The limon chips.
You know what my?
Ooh,
I don't
limon
think I've
con sal?
Had those. Oh God, they're having a Mexican moment.
Maybe for chicharrón.
Mexico.
My go-to
sandwich is a bagel?
No, my go-to heat lamp sandwich from the gas station. Anthony, just drink your drink on camera because it's even more disturbing when you halfway fall out of your chair to take a swig on your drink. We're not sponsored by the energy drink that you have, but just drink it on camera.
I'm trying to be professional and I get yelled at.
It's a local store's energy drink.
It's QT's energy drink. That's fine. We're fancy.
I'm trying to be professional. I get yelled at.
Keep giggling. People are going to be drunk all over the country. There's a drinking game going on Facebook. Right
what now. Happened to your favorite go-to sandwich?
Okay, so my favorite go-to sandwich.
All right, so what was the drinking game again?
Oh, yeah. Everybody, I just found out I've been turned into a game. Apparently, every time I giggle,
it's ADD radio. What the hell?
Fat yes. Guy and the Mental Disorder Radio Show.
Wow. Philippius wants to hear about the sandwich. Then he wants to hear about the drinking
well,
let me
game.
Get to it. Get to it, Mexican.
Avocados from Mexico.
Will you make up your mind already?
I'm trying to, but I got Anthony falling out of his seat because he doesn't want to give away a free sponsor read. And then all of our listeners.
He ain't reading nothing. He's just showing the can. And probably not even the can. He's probably showing the ingredients.
Stop showing your cans.
And the nutrition facts.
Stop showing your cans. But my go-to heat lab sandwich at a gas station is the AMPM double cheeseburger.
You go to AMPM?
Only for the double cheeseburger. Literally.
Wow. Is it?
It's like, really disgusting.
You might
but
as well go
good.
To McDonald's and get their double cheeseburger.
I mean, it's probably worse. There ain't nothing real about this AMPM burger.
Exactly. When McDonald's the same thing.
It's a mortal lock that every time I get one of those burgers, I bite down on some hard, chunky piece that's in the meat.
It's probably not even meat. What
it's
are you
not,
talking about?
It's a hoof or a tail or
some
a tooth.
Toenail in there.
So I go to AMPM to get my toenail burger.
Surprise your body can just that.
It can't anymore. I can't even grill it with cheese anymore. But I go and I get that heat lamp sandwich. It's like $2.19
now. You burn your hand when you get in there with
it's
the heat lamp?
Why is it 150 degrees in there? It's just the burger.
All you got to do is put it outside in the summer.
So I get that burger. I open
it
up.
By the window.
I put onions. I put
have you ever noticed
jalapenos.
If you go to like,
I'm not gonna get this story out.
Yeah, you will.
I'm not gonna get it out. Cause
so there's just one McDonald's. Yeah.
He's throwing me off. I get the jalapenos. So anyway. Oh, you son of a bitch! You sexy son of a mama.
I'm trying to get to a story, okay?
Okay, I'm trying.
So there's a McDonald's around somewhere in the South Phoenix area. And there's chairs outside that says caution hot during summer. So
all right, fine. So I go to AMPM.
I thought we were getting into transition to
no,
like the
I wasn't transitioning to that. I was gonna get from AMPM, then I was gonna hit the transition to the drinking game. That's on Facebook right now.
And he looks at me like, don't look at me.
What am I supposed to do?
Touch me.
Wow.
Avocados from Mexico.
That's getting a lot of play tonight. Let's get. Oh, we need Jesus. So the drinking game.
Did it say white or black Jesus?
It's black. It's black.
I thought you were getting to your AMPM sandwich.
I finished my AMPM sandwich. I get it. I put jalapenos. I get onions. I get mayo and ketchup on it. And I
slap
it.
He finishes his sandwich before he gets to the register.
But what I was going to get to from the beginning and make you guys completely hungry, and I wanted to get your take on this before we go to break. Pizza Hut has attached hot dogs to a pizza.
I have not had it, but I will try it.
Today it came out. Today was the first day that they offered it. Hot dog encrusted pizza.
I'm going to have to buy it tomorrow and see how it tastes.
Because they couldn't get the cheese in it right, so they had to use a hot dog.
I don't. The reviews that I've read on the internet, and you know what they say, if they can't put anything on the internet, that's not true.
Okay.
But if it barely released today.
Neither one of you guys know the other end of that joke, do you?
I'm too young.
You're not too young.
It came
out like 2 years ago.
I'll help you out. Well, then what's the other end of the joke?
I was a preteen. I don't pay attention
to that junk.
It's
on the internet.
Where did you read it?
On the internet.
Exactly. They can't ever put anything on the internet that's not true.
That's a lie.
And then the other person says, where did you read that? And I said, on the internet. That's the whole joke. Ahaha.
Yeah, you just dumbed up the show.
Yeah, he's trying to go too deep. We're talking about food.
There's hot dogs on pizza!
There's like 10 people that just logged out because of that.
Not true. I'm looking at the numbers right here. There's 2,500 people in Ustream right now.
Hi. Can I say hi to each and every one?
There's not
hi, number one.
People.
Hi, number two.
Number one is listener K, so.
Yeah.
You could just say, hi, listener K.
Hi, listener K.
Then you could go into hi, number two.
Where is listener K, if you're watching,
K.
if you're streaming us live, send me a tweet and tell me what you think about the hot dog.
She hadn't had it, so what are you talking
How does
about?
She look like?
Just the hot dog?
Lady K?
Yeah.
She's gorgeous.
You want her to tell you how the hot dog was?
I wanted to know if she'd be interested in Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah. It's
in listener K,
so she's going to go around the table.
Ears.
She's going to go around the table and tell us how the hot dog was, huh?
That's what she's doing on the other side right now, screaming at the thought of it.
You know what? Twitter can kiss my ass.
I'm so confused about the cussing. I don't know what I can say and not say.
Yeah, you just keep it PG.
Yeah,
then.
Just keep it PG. We gave you a list.
No, you didn't.
We did too.
It was you on gave me an oral I understand list. It was on a tissue, but yeah, it had some snot on it.
Philippians blew his nose on the tissue of cuss words you can and cannot say. You can say ass.
Oh, I can
we're
say,
not going to
oh,
get into this right now. We're not getting into this
bitch.
Right now.
You can say bitch.
But you have to say it in a certain way or yeah. else.
You can't. You can say hoe.
Oh, that bitch is not
yeah.
on her leash.
Yeah. You can say hoe.
Hoe?
And you can say ass.
You just can't say them together.
But you can't say those together.
Can you put the hoe in front of the ass?
No.
Oh.
Oh! Please take us to break. And then when we get back, folks, we'll start the real show. This was.
Hey, we're going to review our contract.
This was just a warm-up.
You know what's so messed up on the contract? Yes. He has it where I cannot gain weight.
You can't.
I cannot gain weight.
You know what? Let's pull the curtain back. That's
I'm
true.
I'm so hungry.
It's Fat Guy Radio. It's Fat Guy Radio Show. These two guys can't gain weight. If they do, they're out of here.
I gained weight a little bit, but then he had a very, very stern talk with like greasy fat coming out of his mouth. It was drooling like my Becca or something.
But you know what? You gain weight in all the right places, Anthony.
I have a flat ass.
That's a good place to go out on break. And I'm going to wait until this song picks up because actually, this is actually a really good song. Yeah, I'm going to have a... Yeah, Philippians, you're playing that for me.
Exactly.
I hate you.
Yeah.
I hate you. And I hate you more. We'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show.
I like a heroin song. The city of
angels. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show.
What do you want?
Radio!
How do you want it?
Little!
What do you want?
Radio!
How do you want it?
Little!
That's me. I'm back. Season 3 of Little Fella Radio returns, and I'm kicking it up a notch with all new guests, the return of some wacky ones, and more. I'm a little bit older, and so are you. So let's see how far we can go. This ain't no Disney program. It's Little Fella Radio Season 3. That's right. Little Fella Radio returns for Season 3 this summer. Watch for it on littlefellaradio.com. Teen Talk Radio will never be the same. Fun, entertaining, and we hope our parents don't listen to everything we say. Little Fella Radio, it's the younger version of Fat Guy Radio Show, minus the bad words.
Just when you thought they had nothing more to say, here's more Fat Guy Radio Show right here on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Together we cry.
I drive on the streets cause she's my companion.
You know, I walk through. I used to jam to this song in high school.
Has your still jammed to this in high school.
I love this song.
Did you guys pass out while you're shooting up to this song?
Oh, I got so high during this song in high school.
You know, I'm going to try that tomorrow.
Another thing you'll do without me.
I'll invite you, but you'll probably be like, oh, I'm busy. I can't, so.
I never tell you I'm busy. I drop everything. We're not going to have this on the
like I did that day. Take me to the place I love. Take me all the way. And I don't ever want to feel like I did that day. Take me to the place I love. Take me all the way. Yeah.
He still doesn't sing.
It's not singing. What am I going to do?
It's hard to believe it. There's nobody out there. It's hard to
believe. We got to pay some bills. All right, folks.
Got to pay my bills.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Halo 6. I want to tell you, I tell you about Halo 6 almost every show, folks. I'm talking about Halo 6. Now I'm a Halon, and a Halon is basically what users of Halo 6 are referred to. When I smoke cigarettes, when I had smoked cigarettes, though I never smoked in the car with the kids, the smell would always prompt that embarrassing, "You stink." You want to react to that comment?
every time, but you really can't because you know that the kids are right. Your kids shame you, whether you believe it or not, and smelling like smoke embarrasses them as well. AJ one time asked me not to smoke before meeting his school teacher because I smelled. It's not just about the laws and the people around us. It's about our kids, the people who love us. Since switching to Halo 6 at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo 6, those comments and shameful moments don't happen anymore. Do yourself and your family a favor. Switch from those traditional tobacco products to e-cigs at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo 6 today. That's fatguyradioshow.com/Halo 6. Man, that song was loud, Flippin', so I was distracted. Okay, Lady Kate has completely missed it. She says, you want me to tell you if, what I like on my hot dog? I'm like, she doesn't like this song. Stop
crema.
Playing.
She hasn't, crema on the hot
dog. She hasn't heard about the new pizza hot dog.
She hasn't?
It's probably not available in her state.
Not, probably not. I'm going to try it. I think it'd be good. Flippin', you can give me a call tomorrow if you want to try it.
Ew.
I'll buy. Well, boys, let's actually get to something that we had planned now that we talked about food. You know, when you bring up food, I can't do anything else about it. But, boys, you know what's happening. Wally is on right now because Arizona is on fire, and Gavin DeGraw said it best. Philippius on the iPad. We on
fire. Love him.
It's too damn hot in Arizona right now. Damn you to hell, Arizona, because you damned me first. I posted up on my Facebook page. I says, where are those people that were complaining that December and January were too cold? Where are those people at?
They're burning up now.
They as hot as hell right now. 115 degrees today, 115 yesterday, 113 the day before, 112 the day before. It's going to be 115 tomorrow. We are...
We on fire. You know we are. We are who? Full of sweaty butts when we walk in.
Yeah, nobody heard. Nasty. Nobody heard you because you were talking over Gavin.
Oh, sorry, Gavin.
Yeah, we don't talk over Gavin.
How do I apologize to him?
You have to apologize to him. I don't know. Gavin. All right. So, one thing that people don't understand is that they say, "Oh, yeah, it's a dry heat in Arizona." Yes, it's a dry heat, but in the dry heat, I don't know if you've ever been to Texas or
once.
Louisiana or yeah. North Carolina in the summer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's wet.
It's a wet hot.
You can literally, you feel like you're walking through this invisible, I don't know. It's weird. You just feel it.
Yeah. It's like it's hell on earth right now.
Yeah.
It literally is hell on earth outside in Phoenix, Arizona. One thing that people don't realize around the country, they really don't understand this. They're like, oh, it's a dry heat. Phoenix, Glendale, the surrounding cities, Mesa, Chandler, we are surrounded by mountains, which makes this area a bowl. When they call it the Valley of the Sun, it literally is a valley. It is surrounded by mountains on the outskirts of town. Scottsdale, Tempe, Mesa, Goodyear, Avondale, Surprise, Sun City, where they have two jack-in-the-boxes.
South Phoenix,
all surrounded by mountains. So what these mountains do is they keep the heat in. In Texas and Louisiana and North Carolina, it's flatter than we are. They don't have as many hills and mountains. So their heat, yes, it's a warm, wet heat, but at least it's a moving heat. Here, it's a constant burn.
There's no wind. There's no air.
Nothing. We have... The heat literally kills people.
Mm-hmm.
The elderly die.
Well, people already died from this heat.
They die all the time. How many times do we hear the weather forecasters or the meteorologists say,
there was a rescue a couple of weeks ago.
Because dumbasses are going hiking on Squaw Peak and they're going up there without a bottle of water and they're falling to their death. Old people, they say it all the time. Oh, you want to go and retire in Arizona because there's no snow and there's no wet ground and... But they die. Mm-hmm. Our meteorologist every morning when I'm listening to the news while the news is watching me get ready in the morning is always talking about watch the elderly, check on the elderly because it's so hot. I walked into my house on Tuesday, walked in the house. It was 10:30 at night. Sun had been gone for 2 hours. And all I heard was my air conditioning unit just screaming, What the hell? It didn't go. My air conditioning unit did not go off until 2 a.m.
And you know what? It's going to be 100 degrees at night soon.
At night. Midnight, 100 degrees. So people all around the country that are talking about, oh, it's a dry heat. You don't understand. And it is severe.
It hurts my skin, too. It burns.
You burn. It burns.
There's no wind coming through to cool you off.
Nothing. You run into the shade, and it's hot in the shade.
Yeah.
It is hot as... And then not only is it uncomfortable of a heat in Arizona, and I'm not just talking about this excessive heat warning that we're in. I'm talking about in general in this state. Not only is it a horribly uncomfortable feeling, but it costs your ass money too.
Oh, yeah, from the car to...
Because your car goes up because you got to put more gas in it. Tires. Your tires.
They rot.
They rot. There's dry rot on our tires.
Uh-huh.
If you're driving on the freeway and your tire gets a crack in it because it's just hot, rubber needs a little bit of moisture, but the heat in Arizona will... suck every bit of moisture out of your tire till you, and you won't know it until you get on the freeway and all of a sudden it's and then it flies off your wheel onto my car behind you.
Make that noise again?
No, because you enjoyed it way too much. But it's the dry rot on tires. Your tires fly off, your treads come off, or your tires just completely blow in Arizona. And electric companies, if you're in the electric company business, you need to come open up a shop here in Arizona, because our electric bills go from being like $100 maybe for an average size home
to $300
to $300 to $400 to $500. Last year I was staring down the eye of $500 electricity bills a month, and I don't have a huge home. And I'm never there. And that's me still putting my air conditioning, my AC at like 82. But even if it's at 82.
That's hot. It has to be at 75.
It never even gets to 82. My house is horrible right now. My house never even gets to 82.
That's why I don't sleep over.
You don't want to. You literally don't want to. Right now, none of my friends or anybody will ever see the inside of my house because it is so extremely uncomfortable. It literally is extremely uncomfortable to be here because my house just gets beat up. And I don't even have a north-south facing house. I have a north-south exposure facing house, but I don't have the east and west where the sun rises and sets. But the sun just beats my house down.
And you need those curtains that block out the light.
Those don't work, dude. Blackout curtains. Those don't work. I have like
well,
an
put foil up.
I have foil on all of on darn near all
like
of my windows
house.
That you can.
He does.
Drug house. I have foil on the windows that you can't see from the road, but it's impossible. Temperatures are off the charts, man. And then another thing about it being so hot, people get angry so damn fast when it's hot.
That's me.
There's Philippians.
That's
mad.
I always say it. People in Arizona are rude and mean as hell.
In general, but then
they're cranky.
But then it intensifies when it's hot. It intensifies when it's hot. Temperatures rise. Hell, even my attitude sucks in summer. I find myself being even more on edge when it's hot. And guess what? Newsflash. It ain't even officially summer yet.
Nope.
We have not even hit the day of solstice.
Oh.
That's Sunday. And we already had 115.
We're going to reach 122 this year.
And I called this, Philippians, if you recall, I called this in the winter. I said we had a beautifully nice, cold, nipple-popping winter. And I knew that when summer came, it was going to kick us in our teeth and balls. And that's exactly what's happening. It is not going to cool off anytime soon.
No.
We may drop down to 101, 109, but then you have to realize, folks, it stays at that all day. Even when the sun goes down, it stays 109.
You start sacrificing people to the sun god.
We need to move the hell out this state.
Yeah. Can we? We got to go to LA.
That's it. Let's unbake it.
Wait, we got to wait a couple weeks until I'm off task.
Okay.
Then I can meet.
Very good. This off the Twitter, Lady K chimes in, you guys bake, we steam over there. So basically, we got clam steaming going on out there on the East Coast. I know it's uncomfortable out there on the East Coast as well, but I've said this before. I've gone on record. I'd rather deal with a wet, moist heat than this dry heat.
I can't deal with either one at all.
Really?
I have very sensitive skin, which is horrible.
Yeah.
And the dry heat hurts, and first of all, it ages people really fast.
True.
And
oh, yeah. That's why everybody in Arizona looks so damn
old.
That's
why I'm single, because everybody my age looks about 10 years older.
That ain't the reason.
Yeah. And then, I've been to the South where, where the humidity, it bothers my skin. It hurts. But, it feels gross.
But what about the argument of people that say, doctors and medical professionals say that you breathe better and your health is better when you're in a dry heat than you are in a wet heat.
Well, that's why a lot of elderly move to Arizona, because the dry heat really helps with a lot of the pains, the breathing. Ugh. But they have a shorter life expectancy now.
you're gonna feel good, but you're gonna die soon. You're gonna die. You're gonna be dead. D-E-D.
You're
dead.
Gonna be out there in the back trying D-E-D. To water your dead grass, foaming at the mouth, laying on the floor.
D-E-D. Dead. Yeah. This off the Twitter, Lady K. Lady K's like fourth chair now. Lady K says, if you want the wet steam, then bring your ass to NC. That's what she said. I'm coming! I'd rather be there than here.
Put it in a jar and send it to us.
Yeah, put it in a jar and just send us some of your wet heat. Sorry, what? I'm sorry. What did it say? She's on a Ustream delay, but what happened?
It's a little confidential.
My apologies for that. Please send your complaint to Anthony at Full Court Press Radio.
I like hate mail.
But, dude, the heat is crazy. The temperatures rise. And speaking of temperatures and attitudes rising, whatever you do, don't leave your full carts in the middle of Walmart when a lady is pulling up on her scooter. She gets mad and she beats your ass, and her kid will bust you in the head with a bottle of Head and Shoulders.
And what's weird? Walmart seems to be the portal to white trash land.
It's like Walmart, white trash land.
White trash land.
So if you're living under a rock, which I don't understand why you would be, because rocks are hot.
Not where the shade is.
The viral video of the two bitches throwing down in the Walmart with the little kid there, who had to be, what would you guesstimate his age to
be?
Seven? Yeah. Maybe 7, 8 years old?
Yeah.
Guesstimate his age to be about 7. Throwing down. Now, I was before the show, I was the first one here in the studio because I wanted to come here and be near Wally, because I didn't want to go home because I would just melt it.
Wally's your only friend.
Wally is my only friend.
Thing you can turn
I'm
on.
So glad you guys. That's messed up. That's all right. But I came here and I was like, you know what? We have our Ustream, and we have we put a lot of work into our Ustream production. Mm-hmm. And I was going to pull the video of these women fighting. But then I thought to myself, I said, you know what? I'm not going to give these guys any more play than they've already gotten on social media, because I'm a little conflicted by this video. Number one, it seems to be the big thing where fight videos are becoming the norm.
Yeah, I see them all the time, all over Facebook.
But you got two women and a kid in a store fighting. I mean, dragged down, knocked down, blow to blow, as girls can fight. Now, anybody would like to see a cat fight every now and then. But is it wrong for me to find this extremely disturbing? And I'll tell you why. And I'll tell you why. There were two women fighting.
Yes.
And a kid.
Mm-hmm.
The kid was trying to defend his mother. The natural order of things is that when you're a child and your parental or the person that you care about is being attacked, you defend.
Yeah.
That's natural. It's a natural thing. So I can't fault the kid. But I couldn't figure out who initiated the fight. Was it the mom that started the fight, or was it the Walmart worker that started the fight? I couldn't tell.
I don't know. They only show the fight and they don't give no background info as to why.
I did a little digging, and it was a Walmart worker and an employee, or a Walmart worker and a customer, a shopper. I understand, but if
that was the secret shopper she fought.
She beat up the secret shopper. This is my problem. It's not that they got into a fight, because fights happen between adults.
Yes.
A kid is going to defend their parent no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
That kid was a little too hard up. He was a little too gangster for me, by the by.
Yeah.
Just, what? You can't
tell me nothing, I'm going to throw a crayon at you. You can't.
I don't expect that from a seven-year-old.
No.
If anything, that little kid should have been trying to grab the other woman off of him. But because that kid couldn't get to the other woman, that made me think that it was his mom that initiated and started the fight.
Hmm.
Okay. Here's my problem. There were 400 people standing around with their cell phones out. Not one MF-er jumped in to stop the fight or to at least corral the kid. Am I wrong in thinking that that would have been the appropriate action to take?
No, because sometimes when you help people, you get shot. So I do not get involved.
So instead of helping people because you have the fear of getting shot, you're going to stand there with your cell phone and record the entire thing and post it on YouTube.
I don't go standing around recording. I would take advantage of shopping. Hey, okay, all the aisles are clear. I'm going to grab everything and go.
I don't get this. When did it become okay for us to act a fool in public, have people stand around and record it, and put it on the internet?
I think that's something that's natural. That goes back thousands of years. Oh, my God. Coliseums and, like,
Greece. There ain't nothing natural about
that. People fight lions. They kill each other. Like, people just swarm to violence.
That was sport. But I think you hit the nail on the head. People are sworn to violence.
Yeah.
But we have the MMA. We have boxing. We have wrestling. We have all these other avenues where you can go and see a fight. Why is it that it is so becoming this new thing in society where if you get something that is completely inappropriate, the first thing to do is rip out your phone, record it, and place it on YouTube? Not get involved or worry about the kid that is right there that really don't know what's going on. He's a kid.
That kid held on his own. He was sucker punch here.
Someone should have got
back.
In. Yeah. Someone should have got in.
I blame whoever. It sounded like whoever was on the other end recording knew the kid, but they're like, stop it, but they weren't really trying to stop him. And then you want me to tell you what problem I had was the fact that that lazy fat ass who was on the motorized scooter shopping through Walmart got up and walked around the fight.
She was healed. Did you see the Jesus moment in the fight? She was on the scooter and she got up
to go fight.
So you go to Walmart and you can be healed by the power of Walmart.
That's my real problem. You're on a motorized scooter and you get up to go fight. And
oh,
she did not limp.
Oh, my God.
She did not gimp. Nothing.
All right, let's take a quick break right here. We'll be right back on the other side. We're going to talk about the Enscape inmates.
By white trash from Walmart.
In New York. We'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show.
This is Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
It's on U-Star Music, Internet's hottest new radio show and podcast. When you upload your music, does it sound like this? U-Star Music, all about the independent musician, soloist, band, and group. We're hitting the internet highway with our first upcoming broadcast. Will you be a part of it, or is this enough exposure for you? You'll hear indie rising stars like Tuesday Hawkins singing Take Me Down. Jay Renee and her soulful rendition of I'll Be There. Originals by AJ Rodriguez, Wake Up.
Something shaking deep inside my bones.
And LA's own Will Gaines with You Know What It Is. U-Star Music at ustarmusic.com. Upload your track for free. Get exposed. Get heard. Get over to ustarmusic.com now.
I can take it to my crib because you know what it is.
ustarmusic.com.
You know what it is. Get it because you know what it is.
Back to the fun and folly. It's Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze.
See, that's what happened. I complimented you about how good
The what?
How good the breaks in and out, and we have effed up every break, intro, and outro of this entire show. I complimented you before the show on how great you did 2 weeks ago, and
you can't do that.
Now we have just completely.
Now I'm under pressure.
We have completely effed every in and out, intro of commercial on the show.
Okay,
we'll get it right next week. We'll try it again next week.
We'll try.
All right.
Yay.
All right, folks.
Trying. We're going to try.
Welcome back to the show. I got a question to ask you, and I'm going to ask you a question.
So ask me or who?
I'm just going to ask a question in general, and anybody that wants to answer it. It's not really. It's a rhetorical question.
Oh, God. It's always about you.
Yeah, it does. That's not what rhetorical means, but we'll move past it. What does Reba McEntire, Celine Dion, Ron White, Ricky Martin, Aretha Franklin, Frank Caliendo, the Steve Miller Band, Alice in Chains, and Jay Leno all have in common? You can see them all at Vegas! Viva! And you can start with the Vegas show deals at fatguyradioshow.com/Vegas. Get to Vegas to see one or all of these amazing celebrities, or catch a Vegas staple show like Blue Man Group, Jabberwockies, or Cirque del Soleil. De Soleil. No matter what it is.
Cirque du Soleil.
Cirque what?
Cirque du Soleil.
Suck this Soleil.
Cirque du Soleil.
Suck my Soleil. Suck my soul out.
Amazing show.
No matter what it is, if it's in Vegas, you want to start at Vegas.com. That is a huge typo. Through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Vegas. Why? Because the folks who operate Vegas.com live, work, and play in Vegas. They know the deals before anyone else, and they offer them to you. Get out to Vegas and start at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Vegas. Well,
and Cirque du Soleil is amazing. I've seen three other shows.
Really?
Oh my God, it's incredible.
Well, anybody that was living under a rock understands that Richard, Matt, and David Sweat escaped from the Clinton Correctional Facility. They've been out for like 12 days now.
Shawshank Redemption.
All over. And you know what? I'm sorry. If you go through all that work to escape a maximum security jail,
you're brilliant.
You earned it. I say you earned it. I say let them go. Let them stay out there. Let them do what they're going to do.
America, we're already in debt. Just let it go.
We're not going to find these guys. That poor fat bitch that thought that they were going to come back and give her the business. Because I could just hear that conversation. Hey, look, listen, baby. I'm going to tell you this right now. Look, if you help us, if you bring in all these like tools and everything else, baby, I tell you what we're going to do. You bring in the saw, and you bring in the cell phones and the plasma cutters. When we get on the other side, you'll be waiting, and I tell you, the first thing we'll do is go to the nearest Motel 6, and I'll give you what you've been waiting for. Then we'll just go home to your house. I'll knock off your husband, and it'll just be me and you from this point forward, baby. You gonna do that for me? You gonna do that for me? You want this? You want this? You want this? That's what those people were. That's what those inmates were telling that fat bitch. Knowing they had no intent on ever giving her the business.
Okay, first of all,
they play.
If they just, they are beyond horny.
Yes.
And so, why are they going to go to some dumb fat bitch, as you put it?
That's exactly why. That's exactly why.
When they're going to go and get some strange.
Because she's
dumb. Go get some strange.
No, she's dumb.
She is.
She's dumb. She's dumb. They used her for what they wanted. They got their help. They got their asses out of jail. And they beat Cheeks out of town. And who's left holding the bill and foot in the rap and about to do jail time her damn self? The one that they made get moist. They used that woman and turned her life upside down.
She needs to be, she's one of those Dr. Phil type of patients.
She sure is. Dr. Phil, I fell in love with an inmate.
And how does that make you feel?
I feel vulnerable. Here's the thing. I'm cheering on Richard, Matt, and David Sweet, and I know people are going to hate that. But I am, because if you go through that much work to get your ass out of a maximum security, they went through calculated efforts. They dug ditches. They cut through. And here's the thing. I don't think that that fat bitch that thought that she was going to get the old D, I don't think she was the only one that was involved. because she wasn't, she may have brought the tools in, but she wasn't the one that was plugging all the other security guards' ears when they had a plasma thing going. Philippius, you remember the noise that was made when we had to grind down our sound rack?
Yes.
Just that little simple noise was loud as hell, and it reverberated throughout the parking lot of this studio, of this built, this business, that this building that we're in. You could hear it for miles. How the hell could they not hear a plasma cutter? There were more people involved in this than just that fat bitch. Yeah. She did not act alone. But I'm cheering
she
these
She screwed the guards for them to turn the other cheek.
She didn't screw the guards. Have you seen her? Ain't nobody dicking that down. That's why she wanted her husband. That's why she wanted her husband dead, because he wasn't giving her the business either. He wasn't giving her the sawzall. He had some. He probably got some hot secretary that he's smashing on the side anyway.
Yeah.
I wonder if where's a picture of her? I'm so interested.
Oh, she on there. Just search for her, because she's the one that's going down.
What do I search?
I'm
pretty sure our viewers want to know.
I don't know.
Oh, well.
Well, why don't you do a Google search?
Where's the interns?
There are no interns.
Where are the interns?
We lost all the interns when we went to Thursday.
Yeah.
But this is why I'm cheering these guys on. Am I wrong for that, Lip?
No.
I'm cheering him on. How do you feel about the whole prison escapee thing? Because he's going to be Googling for 20 minutes.
That would be pretty cool.
If you if they do all, it's like a modern day movie playing out right in front of
know,
us.
I want to know, like, I want to see the tunnels that they actually.
Oh God, it was so sticky because the guy that one of the I think the mayor of the city in Clinton, at the Clinton Correctional Facility, wherever that is in New York, actually crawled through to go where they went and came out on a manhole.
Wow.
So how did they know what the sewer system was and how it was built? Sewer system has so many different turns and left turns and ups and downs and lefts and you. How did they know to get to that particular manhole?
They probably went online and looked at.
You can't get internet in the correctional facility.
Well, they had that fat bitch do it. God. What do you think they had her?
The fat bitch Google search for them too?
Yeah.
They put a lot of work behind this, and I say all in for them.
Yeah.
Talking
about that, you know what's funny?
Yeah.
About 8 years ago, my cousin, she escaped from jail. And she came and visited us. She showed up out of nowhere wanting some food.
Wow.
The layers to this guy, we just pulled back another one. My cousin escaped from
jail.
She
did. And then she came, she visited, she ate, and then she got caught. And then so she got like 3 or 4 more years added on.
How long was she out? Was like just a day?
I think it was a day trip.
A day trip from jail. I say all in for these guys. I'm happy. I'm happy for them. You know.
And now she's out, and I don't know if we really want her out.
Is she out now? So she's back out on the streets.
Yeah, she's already served her term.
All right, real quick before we go to break, Philippus. I know we're up on a break. I lost the bet to Ryan Scott.
Yes.
He called it. LeBron James lost.
Again.
Again in 6 games. Ryan Scott called it on Full Court Press Radio, fullcourtpressradio.com if you want to check out the show. He called that Golden State Warriors would win in 6. I said the NBA wants a Cinderella story with LeBron, so they were going to give him the championship. I honestly thought that that's the way that it was going to go. I thought the refs were starting to make calls that were going to push a Game 7. I kind of wanted a Game 7 because if Golden State was going to win, I think it would have been better to win on their court. But know what? I was wrong. The bet was if LeBron won, Ryan was to buy me a dinner. If LeBron lost, I get to send Ryan and his wife, Pixie Scott, to an all-exclusive, high-end theater experience. I will owe up to my bet because I am a man of my word. So congratulations to the Golden State Warriors. I think they deserve it. I didn't want LeBron to win, but I thought the NBA was going to manufacture a win for him. But dang it, it was one of the most exciting NBA finals, a series that I have seen in a very, very long time. And a lot of people are comparing it to back when the Michael Jordan series was going on. Well fought, and I'm sorry, Golden State Warriors beat LeBron James. Golden State Warriors did not beat Cleveland because LeBron James tried to do that all on his own. And that's what happens when you say you're the greatest. Ha ha. All right, let's take a quick break. When we get back, we got a little bit of a somber note. I hate to end the show on a somber note, but we got to mention this a little bit because this was just absolute useless, meaningless tragedy that hit some people in South Carolina last night. So we'll be right back on the other side of this break. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show.
This is Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Hi, this is Ryan Scott.
And these are all the crazy voices in his head.
We love sports.
And we can't get enough of them.
We love them so doggone much that we done created ourselves just to talk about sports all the time in our heads.
So come join in the crazy of me and Daniel Taylor on Full Court Press Radio every Tuesday on FullCourtPressRadio.com, part of the BDB Radio Network.
Back to the fun and folly. It's Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze.
How do you radio? Stitcher Radio is the better way to radio. It's very well documented on the show that I listen back to every show we ever do. I'm confused by other radio shows and podcast hosts that don't listen back to their shows. That probably explains why their shows sound like crap, like ours do today, because we got Wally on the whole time. But to get access to our show quickly without having to sync your phone or your computer, I just opened up my Stitcher Radio app and I downloaded it at fatguyradioshow.com/Stitcher Radio for free. It's available for iOS and Android devices. Here's how Stitcher Radio helps the show. After you download the app during the registration process in the How You Heard About Us box, if you enter Fat Guy Radio, all one word, Stitcher Radio kicks us down a little drop of love. You get the ease of listening and Fat Guy you get the ease of listening to Fat Guy Radio Show and all your favorite shows, and we get a little love. Stitcher Radio at fatguyradioshow.com/Stitcher Radio. All right. I was going to get into a little bit of a rant, and we kind of ran out of show here, but I'll get to this. I'll do it on After the Levels. Because I was going to upset the African-American community once again, which is nothing new. But this broke this morning. It happened Wednesday night, and it kind of went pretty much, you know, just shot across the country. Charleston, South Carolina. Needless violence. And, I mean, if you are living under a rock and this is the first you're hearing about it, just Google Charleston, South Carolina. Just basically, and I've said this, and Anthony, I said this to you before, you know, before you even joined the show, mm-hmm. I said, I really hate getting these type of stories on Fat Guy Radio Show because we want Fat Guy Radio Show to be a little bit of an escape.
Yeah. You mentioned that.
From the reality of these types of things. But unfortunately this one is a little bit too big to bypass. And because I saw something today that I definitely didn't agree with. And I saw, the whole situation is something that I just don't disagree with. But in Charleston, South Carolina, there were, you know, a group of people that were in a very historic church. And I believe this is a church that Martin Luther King once visited and possibly spoke at. Very historic church in downtown Charleston, South Carolina. And a young man walked in. They're claiming that he's a Klansman. That's what reports are saying. Walked into a church basically with a gun and fired off and just started killing people.
And he was 21.
He's 21 years old.
Yeah, young.
Very young, 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 young. 21 years old, just walks into this church and fires off. And there's more details and more news. There was a lady that I heard in passing as I was, you know, here in the studio working on some stuff before the show. I turned on the news a little bit, and she was saying that he was saying things like, you take our children, this country is ruined. And he was sprouting off things that, you know, normal, I guess, people will talk about. Or people that are of the Klan talk about.
So he was very racial about what he was
very
saying.
Very racial about what he was saying.
Okay.
It's needless violence. Mm-hmm. Now, people are probably, and I can just hear the tweets now, Corey, why are you talking about this story, but you didn't talk about all the other stuff when cops were killing African-Americans. Pay attention to after the levels this weekend. And I'll get into that a little bit. But this here is just absolutely needless violence. It broke my heart that this took place. It's sad. The network was very active in sending out a mass tweet today to tell everybody, you know, our hearts and our prayers are out to the people of Charleston, South Carolina, and the family and the victims. But this is also not a time for our government to put forth their agenda. And this may be the reason why I have a radio show, because everybody's like, oh, the president came out and says something about the attacks at Charleston, South Carolina. But what he did is that he took this needless tragedy and wrapped his own agenda of gun control. And you can disagree with me if you want.
I think that was the wrong place.
I would agree. This, to me, access to guns, which happens to be our constitutional right in this state, mm-hmm. in this state of this United States, access to guns because of our constitutional right is not the issue of this young man walking into a church and blowing people away. This was not rooted because he was able to have a gun. This is rooted in pure hate.
It was innate. It was within him. It has nothing to do with what kind of weapon he chose.
It's pure and simple. He could have done the same massacre with a machete. Mm-hmm. He could have done it with a butter knife. He could have done it with a bow and arrow. He could have chainsaw
lit it on fire.
Anything. He could have just went in, a mauled off cocktail. All of that could have taken place. It has. I understand the president spoke about this, but it really twerked me when he wrapped it up in gun violence and how guns are so readily available in this country. This has nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with the fact that he was able to get a gun. Whether it was his or whether it wasn't, or whether he didn't have a mental problem. He didn't go and steal the gun that we know of. I know details are still coming out about this. Dude was filled with hate against a race of people, and he was going to kill them whether he had a gun or not. He could have had a gasoline bottle and matches. It has nothing to do with the gun debate in this country. And I think Mr. President missed the mark when he wrapped this situation in with his agenda.
He's just too damn scared to talk about race and race issues.
It was hate. It was a hate crime. Mm-hmm. We caught the guy. The guy's gonna fry. He's caught on camera doing this. It has nothing to do with guns. And that's the one thing that everybody has been screaming about Obama, is that he wants to take his gun. He wants to take our guns. And I'm telling you this, folks, a society, America without any guns, we might as well just all fold it now, because then that means our government will be able to do whatever the hell they want to do to us. That's the reason why we have the constitutional right, in case our government gets out of control.
So we can stay as free as we can.
We can stay as free. That's the purpose of guns.
We're not that free, but at least we got something.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that guns should be available to everybody so they can go in. It had nothing to do with guns, Mr. President. I'm sorry you missed the mark. It has everything to do with hate. It was not the time for the gun debate. There are people that are dead because of hate. You want to stop things like this from happening. There's only so much you can do, because you can't change what is embedded in someone. If someone is embedded with hate, that's all they know is hate. You have to do your best to quell them and educate them out of the hate. But if you want to say we need to have more gun control, that was the wrong time and the wrong message to give.
And as we know by history, and it still happens today, all somebody needs is a rope, and you got lynching. So it has nothing to do.
So are we gonna outlaw ropes now? You can't have ropes. Are you going to outlight machetes? You can't have machetes. You're going to outlight gasoline, matches, and everything else. Anything could have been used to kill these people. It had nothing to do with guns. And I am sick of these politicians just doing, if I want to own a gun, I'm a responsible gun owner. I have firearms. I love my firearms. They're all registered. They're all permitted. Everything. Stay out of the real people, the taxpaying people. Stay out of our lives because you see this opportunity to just put across your agenda. And that drove me crazy. My heart goes out to these families, these victims, and all the people of Charleston, South Carolina. But damn it, Barack Obama, it's your last year, so maybe you just don't give a F anymore, but you missed the mark, I'm afraid he's going to stir up the pot about all these other people that are afraid of guns and don't want to educate themselves. If you got rid of the guns, then you wouldn't have... No, sweet people, it was made from hate. It had nothing to do with the fact that brother had a gun. That's all I want to say about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry to end the show on this, but damn it, that's exactly how I feel.
And I love how the guy, they just come out, they have him arrested, but if it was a black dude, they would have stomped on his head and shot him.
I don't think they would have done that.
If he was black, yeah. But he's a white guy, so they won't do that.
Well, he wasn't fighting back.
Oh, God. See, and that's why we don't talk about it.
That's why we don't get into it. You brought up the whole race thing. See, you did
it
like
about
you
race.
Did like Obama. You brought up the wrong thing. What if it was a black guy? If it was a black guy, he would have been
it's
arrested, too.
It's all about
too.
Race.
No, it's not.
You know what? It's the gun's fault. The gun was black, and it said black people, and it said, I want to shoot them.
It was
like Corey. Don't like nothing black. Black don't like black.
You call me black one more time, this is going to be your last show. All right, folks.
All right, good night. And I'm to the cracker. How about that?
All right, folks. Today's show was brought to you by Amazon. Last-minute Father's Day gifts. Oh, we're way over time. Last-minute Father's Day's gifts are not the problem at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. Use your Prime account for free two-day shipping or sign up for Prime while you're there. You're going to shop Amazon anyway. Now do it all through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. For corresponding with Fat Guy Radio Show, email fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or get on the air by calling our listener line 623-349-1652. Lines are always open. And next week, folks, it's the listener mail sack. We'll open it up. So get your letters in, get your voicemails in, whatever you want to chime in, disagree with me, agree with me. Anthony wants some hate mail, whatever it is. Maybe we'll dig up some of the nasty letters that we kind of edit out of the mail sack. We'll see. We'll see about that. So next week, mail sack, folks, for executive producer Philippius and Anthony, I'm Corey Blaze saying, skinny people!
Yep.
Hi.
That's you, Lip.
And me? Well, I'm getting there.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Join us next week, folks. Listen, like, and laugh. See you at the top. Bye-bye!
Corey Blaze back. You thought the show was over. Not so. Gotta remind you about fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors. Get over there now, fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor, and tell us about it if you have a good experience. And now, this is the real end of the show.